among accompany Genji because of his studies of the mythical creatures of the land. And so the monk knew exactly what he was doing. They traveled through the forest while the monk told high tales of beasts so small their body was as big as your fist. As soon as they heard a mighty roar, the monk told Genji with a smug smile to look up. And there he was, the dragon. Thank you.